Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 26, the verses 31 to 56. Matthew 26, 31 to 56. On the way, Jesus told them, "Tonight all of you will desert me. For the scriptures say God will strike the shepherd and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have been raised from the dead, I will go ahead of you to Galilee and meet you there." Peter declared, "Even if everyone else deserts you, I will never desert you." Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth, Peter, this very night before the rooster crows, you will deny three times that you even know me." "No," Peter insisted, "even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you." And all the other disciples vowed the same. Then Jesus went with them to the olive grove called Gethsemane, and he said, "Sit here while I go over there to pray." He took Peter and Zebedee's two sons, James and John, and he became anguished and distressed. He told them, "My soul is crushed with grief to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." He went on a little farther and bowed with his face to the ground, praying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." Then he returned to the disciples and found them asleep. He said to Peter, "Couldn't you watch with me even 1 hour? Keep watch and pray so that you will not give in to temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the body is weak." Then Jesus left them a second time and prayed, "My Father, if this cup cannot be taken away, unless I drink it, your will be done." When he returned to them again, he found them sleeping, for they could not keep their eyes open. So he went to pray a third time, saying the same things again. Then he came to the disciples and said, "Go ahead and sleep. Have your rest. But look, the time has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Up, let's be going. Look, my betrayer is here." And even as Jesus said this, Judas, one of the 12 disciples, arrived with a crowd of men armed with swords and clubs. They had been sent by the leading priests and elders of the people. The traitor Judas had given them a prearranged signal: "You will know which one to arrest when I greet him with a kiss." So Judas came straight to Jesus. "Greetings, Rabbi," he exclaimed and gave him the kiss. Jesus said, "My friend, go ahead and do what you have come for." Then the others grabbed Jesus and arrested him. But one of the men with Jesus pulled out his sword and struck the high priest's sleeve, slashing off his ear. "Put away your sword," Jesus told him. "Those who use the sword will die by the sword. Don't you realize that I could ask my Father for thousands of angels to protect us, and he would send them instantly? But if I did, how would the scriptures be fulfilled that describe what must happen now?" Then Jesus said to the crowd, "Am I some dangerous revolutionary that you come with swords and clubs to arrest me? Why didn't you arrest me in the temple? I was there teaching every day." But this is all happening to fulfill the words of the prophets as recorded in the scriptures. At that point, all the disciples deserted him and fled. My theme for reflection is faithfulness in the hour of weakness. Faithfulness in the hour of weakness. I am sure most of us realize that it is easy to promise loyalty when everything is calm and much harder when the storm actually arrives. Many of us speak brief words in comfortable moments, only to discover later how fragile our courage can be. In Matthew 26:31-56, we are drawn into one of the most vulnerable moments in the life of Jesus. This scene unfolds on the night of his arrest, just after the Last Supper. Jesus knows what is coming. He predicts that his disciples will scatter, that Peter will deny him, and that betrayal is already in motion. Yet what follows is not panic, but prayer. In Gethsemane, Jesus wrestles with the weight of suffering, falling on his face and praying, "My Father, not as I will, but as you will." Here, the Son of God reveals not weakness as failure, but weakness surrendered. What is striking is the contrast. Jesus prays, the disciples sleep. Jesus submits, Peter resists. Jesus stands, the others flee, and yet even in their failure, Jesus does not abandon them. He had already foreseen their weakness and still walked with them. This speaks deeply into our lives today, especially during Lent. Lent is not a season for pretending strength. It is a season for recognizing our weakness honestly before God. We too have moments when our intentions are sincere, but our endurance fails. When we promise faithfulness but retreat under pressure, and when we mean well but fall asleep spiritually. The words of Jesus ring true. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Thomas A. Kempis once wrote, "Man proposes, but God disposes. Neither is the way of man in his own power." Peter's bold declaration, "I will never fall away," reveals a self-confidence that cannot withstand the test. Jesus, by contrast, places his confidence in the Father. True strength is not found in our determination, but in our dependence. Scripture helps us interpret this moment more fully. In Hebrews 5:8, we read of Christ. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. This does not mean Jesus was disobedient, but that his obedience was lived out fully in the reality of human suffering. And through that obedience, he opens a path for us, not to avoid struggle, but to endure it faithfully. Let me share a simple story to illustrate this. A young man once told his friends he would always stand firm in his faith, no matter the cost. But when faced with ridicule at work, he gradually grew silent, choosing comfort over conviction. One evening, he reflected on Peter's story and realized something humbling. His failure did not disqualify him. It revealed his need for deeper reliance on God. Slowly, he began again, not with loud declarations, but with quiet faithfulness. Over time, his courage grew, not from pride, but from prayer. That is the invitation of this passage. It is not to shame us for our weakness, but to lead us into a deeper dependence on God. Jesus does not call perfect people, he calls honest ones, those willing to watch, to pray, and to trust. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life have you relied on your own strength rather than on God's grace? Number two, how might prayer become your first response rather than your last resort? And now our practical exercise for the day. Set aside a specific time to pray intentionally about one area of struggle or temptation in your life, asking God for strength and awareness. Lord Jesus Christ, in your hour of trial, you chose prayer over fear. and obedience over escape. Teach us to recognize our weakness without despair and to depend on your strength with humility. In this Passion Week of the Lenten season, awaken our hearts, strengthen our faith, and help us to remain faithful even in moments of testing. Through your grace, lead us from fear into trust. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.